I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The Nashville Electric Service is pursuing reforms after its electric system failed during an ice storm in January. Power losses stretched out for 16 days, and the company delayed giving people estimates for the time of restoration. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that an independent review shows it didn't have to be that way.
The storm coated Nashville with upwards of 0.75 inches of ice, snapping tree limbs and pulling down power lines. About half the city lost power. Now, NES is looking to do better. The group hired legal groups to coordinate a review of its planning and response to the storm. And CEO Teresa Boyles-Applin told the company's board on Wednesday that NES is taking action now, ahead of the stormy spring season.
So we've committed the last 80-plus days to making significant progress in the areas that impact our customers the most.
The review found that NES did not have sufficient planning or communication for a large-scale event. Critically, the company did not have a reliable method to estimate the workers needed to respond to the storm. The review authors also recommend a new outage alert system. Then, NES can consistently provide an estimated time of restoration when customers lose power. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville, Gallatin, and Memphis all get failing grades on a new report card measuring air quality. The American Lung Association issued its annual State of the Air report this week. All three of those communities were graded F for the number of high ozone days. That's when pollution from things like power plants and car emissions react with sunlight to make a substance that irritates people's lungs and negatively impacts plants and animals. Sadly, the report finds that pollution problems are so common around the nation that, as bad as our air is, Nashville does not rank in the 25 cities with the worst air quality.